This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Now it's time to expand your horizons with your hosts, Colin and Stu, who will introduce you to new music, films, books, and places on Plains FM 96.9.
You man, far out, Stu. You make me blush saying stuff like that. Your self-absorption makes you
messier. And you know, I'm not just blowing smoke here.
No, he could be a little bit. Deep down, you're just like
everybody else. But, I think everybody should have a sex beard take on things. She's not as
pretty as she thinks she is. This interview has rapidly gone downhill. I
bet she sits at home and listens to the... Driven by the determination and sheer chutzpah of its founder.
You just wanted to say that, didn't you? It's one of those names that just flows off your tongue, Stu. Stu says lots of things and I drift off as well.
It's all fun and games in the studio, isn't
it? That's hilarious.
Expanding horizons.
All right, good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. Super glad you've joined us. My name's Stu, and how's it going, Cole?
It's great. How about you? Yeah, all right.
Good.
Sun's finally come out.
It has. And we got some good feedback during the week on our show numbers, right?
Hey, thanks to everyone out there who is downloading and listening live, and it's fantastic, right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
It really makes us smile, right, to know that we're connecting with so many people.
That's right, and we're one of the top 20 shows on this channel.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? And
not that it's about that.
No, it's not.
There's plenty of great content on here.
There's some fantastic shows on this station. Yeah,
but, you know, we like to... It's nice to have a little pat on the back every now
and then. It is. Yeah. We're reading Nikki's notes, and terrific. Thanks, Nikki. Big shout out to you there, sister. And Laura. Laura, you're awesome too.
And the whole team. And
the whole team.
Say again, we're closing in on 300 shows.
We are. Is that December the 18th?
Yeah, around there. Right? Yep. We'll be turning 300. We've got a special show planned.
Special show,
It'll be probably be lame in terms of its theme, but it's still a special show.
Yeah, we probably can, you know, we'll spend about 5 minutes thinking about it and putting it together. It's that'll be great. Yeah. But it is wonderful that people tune in, you know, whether you're listening live on a Saturday afternoon, where you're going about your business, or you're sitting in your spa or wherever you do, listening to it on a Thursday night, downloading it.
Yeah, send us some feedback sometimes. So you can do that on our Facebook page, is probably easiest.
Yeah, if you want to hear a song, you know, you're busting to hear this song and no one ever plays that song on any station.
That's right.
It's the B-side of an obscure single by a band that no one's ever heard of.
We'll play it and we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
or even better still, come on and you can talk about it.
You can talk about it, that's right. That would be fantastic.
We like meeting new people.
Yeah, we do. Mm. We're people.
People.
That's us.
We're people leaders.
We're the P squareds. The people. So anyway.
So
enough of that silliness. What are we on to today?
Well, if you want to check out last week's show.
Oh, we should talk about that.
Yeah. Plainsfm.org.nz. Check it out. Give us some feedback on what it was about, because I can't remember.
No, not gonna.
So that'll be really helpful.
Oh, my gosh.
So thanks for that. So, let's move past that and on to today.
Yeah. And
you can't even remember what we're doing today.
I cannot.
So we've called this Simply Blonde.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Because we would have had Steph Beck, Lee Martin and Elskin Fly in here.
Lee Marvin?
No, Lee Martin.
All right.
I think we talked about the Lee Marvin bit last week. That's the bit I remember. But initially there was going to be a gig tomorrow at the 12 Bar, the Spring Fling thing. But, Level 2 has put a dampener on that. So, but probably people should keep an eye and an ear out for it, because early December, which won't be spring anymore, it'll be summer, be some good fare, some summer fare for you.
Nice.
And
we're gonna pump the daffodils out of it.
Yeah, that's right. We're gonna give it a big plug. And in November, hopefully they'll be back on the show. Yeah, those ladies. So we've got a whole load of music by blonde artists or something in blonde in there. Yeah, last week. I think it was last week we played Aurora, remember?
Yeah, I do.
And, she's quite white-haired, actually. She's, like, super blonde Aurora, because I think she's Icelandic.
Right.
But, she didn't make it on the show's playlist.
I'm going to talk about my blonde hair experience. Stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned. And we even have
a good story.
We've got a really good cover version, like, not blonde, but I stumbled across it. The Libertines doing Sally Cinnamon, right?
Oh, right, so you want to start with that?
I was just saying, it's a pretty amazing cover. You know, sometimes, Stu, you listen to a song, a cover version, and it kind of redefines the song, or they do an amazing job of it. Mm. I don't think anyone can redefine the Stone Roses' Sally Cinnamon track, right? Mm. But I think the Libertines do a really good job on this, and Pete Doherty's voice is very good.
I feel that way about Madonna and American Pie.
Ah, all right, yeah. I think
I don't feel that.
No, all right. I was going to say, you know, it's the old, every time I hear Soft Cell do,
Tainted Love.
Tainted Love, I think, wow, they really made it theirs, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so much that people think it's their song.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But they did a really good job of it, right? And even I think people who like the original will go, I think Soft Cell paid good tribute to that track.
Nothing Compares to You. That was a Prince song, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Sinead O'Connor really made that hers, didn't she? Mm. And, so there's a lot of times when you go, oh, was that someone else's song? But they really made it theirs, And Aurora did that last week. I mean, she really, when we did Live from Mars, she really nailed that, right? Mm. And, David Bowie, I think, I can't speak for the man, but he would have been proud to hear that. But
absolutely.
Anyway.
We'll do it then. So let's do it. This is the Libertines with Sally Cinnamon, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
Until Sally, I was never happy. I needed so much more. Red clouds, they used to chase me, but now they want more. Join my tears. Like cherry, there is so much hate. You must show me what you are made. Sugar and spice and all things nice. I sent you from heaven, Sally Cinnamon, you're my world. Your eyes are gazing back through every little piece of crack. You seem to smile through everything, Sally Cinnamon, you are my world. Sent to her from heaven, Sally Cinnamon, you're my world.
Cole on Expanding Horizons. We're an eclectic mix. We're not after your love on Expanding Horizons, but we'll take a like. Check us out on Facebook.
It's our Simply Blonde day on Expanding Horizons.
And Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde. And that was the Hoxton Creepers with Autumn Leaves.
Yeah, lead singer of the Hoxton Creepers had exceptionally long blonde hair.
Nice.
They're a great guitar pop band from the mid-80s in Australia.
Right.
I've talked to you about them before.
Yeah, you have. I like the word creepers. I don't know why.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they do an awesome version of Pretty Flamingo.
Right.
You know, I think I know that Manfred Mann did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not even sure if it's theirs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Somewhere in my mind.
You need to do some research on that.
I do need to.
Find out for us.
They do a great version of it.
Report back next week, please.
Yeah, okay. Because I like doing my research for the show.
And before that, we had the Libertines with Sally Cinnamon. That
was None of them were blonde. But
no, that was very cool, though.
It was. You know what? When I was listening to it, there's a real fragility to that song, I thought. And
I like the Stone Roses version of Sally Cinnamon.
Mm.
And but I really liked that as well. I don't really know a lot about the Libertines, only that, you know, Pete Doherty was the lead singer, wasn't he?
Mm.
And he was somehow attached to
Amy Winehouse,
yeah. Mm. And I think they were married, weren't they, at some
yeah.
point?
Mm. Yeah, they were. Yeah. And I think I said last week, maybe, I'm pretty sure, maybe I said this to you during the week,
mm.
I think the Half Man, Half Biscuit song
mentions them.
Yeah, right.
The
Bad Tattoo, the censored version, people, the Bad Tattoo.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you saying that, yeah. You did say that to me in the week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Half Man, Half Biscuit.
Yeah, I think.
If you haven't got your hands on that show, that was a great show when we talked about that band.
Yeah, we should do a repeat. I actually haven't paid attention to them a lot recently, so I'm not sure if they've got anything else out, because they've got quite a few albums. Mm. They're probably just laying low. They don't really care.
Nope. I was going to say to you, Stu, in the week, I was watching a movie, and I can't remember what it was, and the guy had that, you know, that Nosferatu shirt you've got?
Oh, yeah.
Don Knotts?
Yeah.
He was wearing that shirt, and I was like, wow, same shirt, Stu.
Yay.
Yeah, so there you go.
He must have been a cool guy.
Super cool. So,
today I got my double deuce on, so do you know what film that's from?
Roadhouse.
From Roadhouse, that's right. Love that film.
How good was that?
That was very good. I was just talking to you about dumb action films.
Yeah.
And definitely a dumb action film. Double Deuce.
Double Deuce with Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze's in it, and Sam Elliott's in it.
Oh, I like Sam Elliott.
He's great.
He's always cool, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, again, it's cliche macho nonsense within the film. But it strangely works and is quite iconic. Yeah. As a film. And I saw this t-shirt online and I thought, I've got to get it.
Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
Talking of dumb action films, you've been watching one, haven't you?
Yeah, again, I shouldn't like these films, and usually I don't. But there's a film called Nobody with Bob Odenkirk, who is Saul from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, and really good character actor. Actually, a really good actor.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that's out at the moment, I think, somewhere. But anyway, I managed to see it. And he's what's called an auditor, or a formal auditor, which is basically a guy that comes in that you don't want to see, who'll take care of business, like a cleaner, sometimes it's referred to in some films, sort of gangster crime films. He's the guy that comes in to, you know, basically kill the person that
needs killing.
Yeah, and that might be someone who's embezzled something up to you know, some sort of more heavy crime sort of boss. But anyway, he's the guy that they send in. So he's retired from that and in hiding, essentially, and he's married, he's got kids, and then after a home invasion, where his daughter's bunny bracelet, I think, goes missing, he then tries to retrieve it, and things escalate from there.
Right.
Yeah, but it's got all the cliches. There's a sort of he comes across as a bit of a loser. He's in a loser job. His wife isn't really attracted to him anymore. So their relationship's on the skids. Jerk brother-in-law. He always misses putting the rubbish out. That sort of thing. Stuck in a rut, basically. And I mean, the thing behind that is he's not doing what he should be doing, right?
Yeah.
So he's unhappy. There's a Russian crime lord that he crosses paths with.
Eastern European crime lords.
And he's heavily cliched. But the action and fight scenes are done really, really well.
Yeah, right.
And they're quite original and they're organic, I'd say, because they use things from the locations, essentially, that they're in as weapons. And it's pretty violent.
Right.
But it's not that one-sided violence where the Bob Odenkirk character is indestructible. He takes pretty heavy beatings.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I just enjoyed it. It's just one of those things. Switch off your brain.
Just let it roll over you.
Yep. And it didn't have strong messaging in it.
No.
None of that. There was no politics in it, anything like that. It's just a dumb action film.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would appeal to fans of the genre.
Yeah.
And so good on you.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't need messaging. It is what it is.
I was recently watching Stillwater with Matt Damon.
Right.
And it's 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very interesting, set in Marseille. He's not the, you know, I always look at him and go, he's Jason Bourne.
Right.
But he's not the Jason Bourne, you know, like he's big and stocky, like a construction worker from Oklahoma, kind of baseball cap, check shirt all the time, inarticulate. But lots of it's filmed in Marseille.
Right.
You know, which is must be a, I don't know, but it suggests in the movie it's a bit of a crime central in France. I don't know if it is, but yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a good watch. It's a good watch, I thought, you know. He's a good actor, Matt Damon. I quite like him.
Yeah, he's all right. He's not too bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, what do you got?
Let's do some music. So I think we should do a bit of Blondie, and we'll follow that up with another Blondie, Lisa Crawley, right?
Oh, yeah, do that, yeah.
So this is, we're not going to do the obvious. Well, we're going to get someone else to do the obvious from Blondie, aren't we?
Yeah, the Lunatics. Yeah, I've got a little story about them I'll tell you after.
We'll do that later. But so this is Union City Blues from Blondie, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
Expand your horizons on Plains FM. Let me believe that this is a dream, and when I awake, you'll be there right by my side. But you won't be there, and I'm left all alone.
your hearts with her. I gave you mine long, long ago. Stupid, I know, but I can't sleep alone. Loneliness should be against the law. So good. So this is the end. I'm going away so I can pretend you'll be there when I come home. Let me that this is a dream, and when I awake, you'll be there right by my side. But you won't be there, and I'm left all alone. I have done all I can. Now it's time to go home. No, you won't be there, and I'm left all alone.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Expanding Horizons, offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
Yes, indeed. And so that was...
That was the Lunatics.
The Lunatics. And this is why I got messed up before, because I was looking for Blondie,
yeah,
Heart of Glass, and that's not... That was the Lunatics with Heart of Glass. And you've got a story about that shortly. Mm. And before that, we had Lisa Crawley with You Won't Be There, and before that, we had the Union City Blues from the actual Blondie.
Yeah, I was just going to say, next time you hear Lunatics on the radio, you can just call me. I'll give you a fiver. So back in 1989, 1990, I was living in London, South London, Crystal Palace, and the Lunatics came to London, but they played in North London, right?
Getting
all the way over there in the middle of the week.
What are they thinking?
Yeah, as much as I love the Lunatics, right? So they just brought out Babysitters on Acid, which was their first album.
Great title.
And Jan Brady, what a great song that is. I'm just saying, look it up. It's fantastic. Anyway, the Lunatics were kind of the grungier version of L7. And people remember L7 had a big album in Bricks Are Heavy, but anyway, Lunatics. So I was on the bus one day, and I said to the conductor, can I have a roll of your ticket tape, right, from your ticket machine? So they gave me the long roll. So I wrote a letter to the Lunatics on this ticket roll.
You big romantic.
Yeah. And then I sent it to them, pretty much saying, look, next time you come to London, can you at least play like on the south side? So I don't have to travel all the way to north, and I can't go, and, you know, because I would have had to get the bus and a train and a tube and an aeroplane and everything, right? Anyway, a couple of weeks later, boom, letter in my letterbox. There's a letter from the Lunatics with a big letter like we're really sorry that we couldn't come play over that side. Someone else books us. It wasn't anything to do with us. Mm. We'll make sure next time we're in London that we play other venues. Oh, here's a signed photograph of us all. And so I have that signed photograph inside my Babysitters on Acid album.
Nice.
How's about that? That was really cool. They didn't have to do that. No. What do they care about me?
That's right. Yeah, that's a good story that they had the time or took the time to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
And it's a bit like Frank, right? Frank Turner's a lot like that. Write him a letter. You'll write back.
Yeah, well, you've got...
He's a good guy.
He sent...
Postcard.
Yeah, he sent a postcard, didn't he? Because you... Oliver sent him a picture.
So he took a photo of him holding it in his house.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And then sent it back.
He's a busy man. He doesn't need to.
Yeah, he doesn't know that. Doesn't need to be writing to me. But yeah good cool. people, hey.
Yeah, very good, very good, very that's good.
But
now,
I was going to say as well, like, so Lisa Crawley, that is a great video. That's one of her early tracks. I Won't Be There. Fantastic, fantastic. Look, it's got a real summery feel to it, that song, I think.
You just like it because she's in a bikini.
Hey, I didn't say that. That's all. I don't know what you're putting words in my mouth there, Stu. It's a great song.
It is a great song. Now, I was going to tell my blonde story.
Tell it all about when you were blonde.
Yeah, so quite a few years ago now, I'm going to say 2007, 2008, around there, I broke my ankle playing touch.
Oh.
So that's the first part of the story. And then around that time, my sister-in-law was training to be a hairdresser.
Right.
So she needed a model.
Yeah, of course. Right?
So she was like, oh, yeah, I need to do a little bit of bleaching sort of work. And I said, oh, yeah, okay, all right. I didn't really comprehend what that was going to mean. So I go in there, broken leg at all. So I couldn't run away, essentially. And then bleaches my hair, and, yeah, it goes really, really blonde.
Right.
Really blonde. I look like someone told me I look like the villain out of the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, yeah, I had this blonde hair for a few weeks, and then it started to grow out, of course, and then I had frosted tips as a result of that.
Nice, Stu. Frosted tips.
And there's a few too many photos of that time. And every time I have to explain, because people go, oh, you have frosted tips. And
yeah.
I was going, oh, this is actually what happened. I was doing my sister-in-law a favour.
Yeah.
So that was my blonde phase.
We've had quite a few Stew haircut stories over the years, haven't we?
Yeah.
Over the years we've been doing this.
But I was just doing someone else a favour.
That's right. Doing them a favour. Doing them a solid, as they say.
I think I thought it would wash out quickly, but it didn't.
Didn't, yeah.
No, bleach means bleach.
That's right, yeah.
Anyway, I was blonde for a while.
And how did you like it? Did you have more fun?
Well, it didn't lower my intelligence or anything like that.
Well, zero divided by zero is still zero, right?
Yeah, that's right. It was just the looks I got from time to time from colleagues.
Oh, yeah. Knowing looks.
Yeah.
So the other day, I was making my lunch and someone said something to me and I went, like behind my mask, like that. And they went, oh yeah, sometimes, and they said to me, oh yeah, sometimes I bend over and I fart. And I was like, oh, that was in my mouth. that was me in my mouth doing that. It was like, I don't care what they think, but it was just very funny. It must have been a very genuinely authentic sound.
Must have been.
Behind the mask.
Cool work stories.
Yeah, I don't think they are. Hey, what else we got? Well, Bond songs.
We need to do, we've got two Lemonhead tracks.
Oh, yeah, do those, yeah.
So we'll do those back to back, will we?
Well, let's do that. And before that, like Evan Dando, right, from the Lemonheads, he was kind of in the 90s, was that big alternate hunk that everyone loved, right?
Well, a bit like me.
Yeah, like you with your blonde tips. But especially around that Shame About Ray album when they did the cover version.
Great title.
Yeah, it was great, hey? And My Drug Buddy and all that kind of stuff. You should read Frank Turner's On the Road, The Road Beneath My Feet book, when he talks about when he backed up, when he supported Evan Dando's solo.
Right.
Not a nice guy.
Right.
Drugs have done a nasty thing to Evan Dando.
Mm.
Yeah. So anyway.
It's unfortunate.
Songs are great.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do Big Gay Heart from the Lemonheads. And you're expanding horizons.
Take a look into some big gray eyes and ask yourself if you want to make them cry. Looking out of them, it's just as well that you're gonna live to see. I'm gonna ask you why. Either way, you got a bone to pick. Can't you leave that to somebody else? I don't need you to suck my dick. Big gay heart, please don't break my big gay heart. Big gay heart, please don't break my big gay heart. Why can't you look after yourself and not down on me? Do you have to try to piss me off? Cause I'm easy to please. Why can't you look after yourself and not down on me? Yeah, well, I understand now you're not with the big. Find a way to add it up. It might be hard, but it might be enough. I'd be grateful, I'd be satisfied. And you might find in time it wouldn't feel so bad. After all, it doesn't take that much, and it would mean the song to me. For you to lose the part that's still free and not prepared to see. My big gay heart in the dark, my big gay heart. Don't break my big gay heart.
Expand Your Horizons on Plains FM.
Doing it live, 96.9 FM.
live on Expanding Horizons. Live music, interviews, and banter on Expanding Horizons.
Yes,
swing that mic around.
All of those things. I was going to start talking, and the mic wasn't in front of me.
No, it wasn't, because you knocked it away before.
I did. So that was the Primitives with their classic Crash.
Tracy with her blonde hair.
And before that, we had I Want Your Love, Transvision Vamp.
That was like a 10-hour version, wasn't it?
That's all right.
It was the 12-inch version.
You're not going to hear that anywhere else.
You know.
And before that, we had the Lemonheads with Confetti.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, we had the Lemonheads with Big Gay Heart. So
yeah.
we did four for you.
Four in a row. How good's
four
that?
Four in a row. It's very good.
Keeping you busy.
Keeping you very busy.
And if you want to keep busy tonight.
Well, I'm gonna play this. I know it's not the full noise, Sign of the Firebird, but anyway.
Where to find Sign of the Firebird, Canterbury's number one rock covers band.
It's half a Firebird. It's the duo. The Firebird duo, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
And right. they're playing... Well, I think they played last night as well, but they're playing tonight at the 12 Bar.
Right.
12 Bar, get along there. It's a good venue, the 12 Bar.
Yeah, it is. You should check out Sign of the Firebird's Facebook page. They'll have details of all their gigs because there's quite a few ifs, buts and provisos on there.
If we're at level, whatever.
Yeah.
If you've got, you know, if you're wearing this shirt with these shoes.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Then come on in.
Come on in. Yeah, that's right. The Firebird want you.
Yeah, yeah.
They had one of those posters, right? So instead of like the Uncle Sam character going, the US Army wants you, it'll be Sir Rob in his crown. Firebird want you.
Yeah.
Or need you, or whatever it is.
So that's good, 12 Bar tonight.
12 Bar. Good venue, yeah.
I think there's rugby on tonight.
There's rugby on all the time, isn't it? Yeah, you're talking about the Championship rugby.
Yeah.
The All Blacks are playing someone.
Yeah, that could be tomorrow. But
Australia playing the Pumas, I think.
It probably is tonight because tomorrow is the NRL Grand Final.
Is it?
If it's still on. They were talking about shifting it from Brisbane, I think.
To where?
To Sydney, or either that or vice versa.
Well, the little bit I know about the rugby league season so far this year is that most of it has been played in Queensland because...
Yeah. So maybe that's why the shift is on, because there was some outbreak the other day So they were a little concerned. Right. But I couldn't imagine it would go back to New South Wales, right?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. You think they'd be playing out at Alice Springs or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
So somewhere out there. I was just going to say, last Saturday was the big one, was over in Perth, was the AFL Grand Final, right, with the Melbourne Demons. Perpetual underdogs, Melbourne Demons, getting up in a big way over the Western Bulldogs. I think it was by 80 points or something like that.
Wow.
So, and while we're talking AFL, I should give a big shout out to the University of Queensland women's AFL team, who this year, under the guidance of the wonderful coach Ross Clayfield, managed to win the flag in the final. So good on you.
Captured the flag.
They did. They captured the flag. So good on you. And Roscoe did a good job.
Excellent. Right. About time we get out of here. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Yeah, it's great.
We do appreciate you.
Yeah, we do. And keep in contact with us.
And we mean you.
Yeah, you. That's right. We need you. All right. It's probably time that we
got up,
got down,
and got outside.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
See you later now.